Titan Old School DNB Intro with an automation first workflow in Ableton Live 12. Intermediate. Vocals focused. Alright, let's build that classic old school jungle intro vibe, but with a modern, tight runway into the drop. You know the sound. Pads, vinyl crackle, little siren bits, spoken or ragga vocal, and a filtered break teasing the energy. The vibe is there, but sometimes the intro feels messy, like it's floating around instead of pulling you forward. So today we're going to treat automation like the main instrument, not I'll do it at the end thing. Automation is that arrangement, and specifically, we'll use it to make the vocal go from distant and mysterious to present, wide, and unavoidable right before the drop. First, quick prep so automation is fast, not painful. Set your tempo somewhere in that old school range, like 165 to 172 BPM. I'll pick 170. Go to Arrangement View, and turn on Automation Mode with A. I want you to get used to living in automation mode during the whole intro build. Now create a simple intro stack. Make an audio track called Vox, another track for Atmos, like pads or field recordings, a break tease track for a drum loop, a noise or riser track if you want it, and drop a locator where your drop hits, like bar 17 for a 16 bar intro, or bar 33 if you're doing 32 bars. Also, color code stuff. It sounds like busy work, but it's not. When you've got 5 automation lanes open, color saves you minutes every time. Now we choose the vocal and lock the timing without killing the attitude. Drag a spoken phrase, ragga snippet, or any hook into the Vox track. Turn warp on. For spoken vocals, Complex Pro is usually best. If it's short stabs or you want it grainier, try tones or texture. Texture can give you that slightly chewed up jungle feel, especially if the sample isn't pristine. If you're on Complex Pro, start with Formance at 0, and set envelope around 128 as a starting point. Then tighten phrasing with just a few warp markers. This is a huge point. Don't warp every syllable. Anchor the starts of phrases and maybe one keyword. That's it. Old school vocals are allowed to have swagger. Here's a placement trick. Align your strongest words to bar lines, or to beats 2 and 4. And even better, put an important word one beat before a change, like on beat 4 going into the next bar. That makes the listener feel like the track is stepping forward. Next, let's build a vocal chain that's designed to be automated. The whole point is that the chain can morph over time. On the Vox track, insert EQ 8 first. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz. We're not letting rumble or plosives mess up the low end later. If the vocal is harsh, do a small dip somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5k. Don't overdo it. Then add roar. Pick tape or warm. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Darken the tone slightly. We're not trying to destroy the vocal. We're giving it ear-appropriate grit and a sense of movement later when we automate. Next, add a compressor or glue. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release on auto. Aim for maybe 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The goal is consistency so your automation moves feel controlled. Then add auto filter. This is going to be the main clarity curve device. Set it to low pass, 12 or 24 dB. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Careful here, because too much resonance can whistle, especially in that 2 to 5K zone where ears are sensitive. Optional, but very useful. Add utility at the end. We'll automate width so the vocal starts narrow and earns its way to stereo. Now we set up returns for throw effects. This is where a lot of that jungle drama comes from, but the trick is, throws are moments, not constant soup. Create return as a short room. Use reverb with a decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Size around 20 to 35. Predelay 10 to 25 ms. High cut down to 6 to 9k so it doesn't fizz. Then put an EQ 8 after the reverb and high pass around 200 Hz so low end doesn't wash. Create return B as the long throw. Use hybrid reverb on a plate or hall. Decay 3 to 6 seconds. Predelay 25 to 45 ms, and keep it 100% wet, because it's a return. Then add echo after it. Set time to a quarter note, or an eighth dotted for that old school bounce. Feedback 20 to 45%. Darken the echo with filters, high pass around 200, low pass around 6k. We're going to automate sends into these returns rather than constantly tweaking the reverb itself. That keeps the workflow fast and musical. Now we plan the intro story arc. Think in 4-bar blocks. Bars 1 to 4, distant, filtered vocal with Atmos. Bars 5 to 8, slightly clearer, hints of rhythm. Bars 9 to 12, break tease enters, tension rises, throws become more frequent but still controlled. Bars 13 to 16, vocal becomes present and tight, last big throw, then we create a vacuum into the drop. If you do 32 bars, it's the same logic, just more gradual. Now the main automation, vocal clarity. This is where the tightening happens. Go to the Vox track and open auto filter cutoff automation. Early on, bars 1 to 4, keep the cutoff low, like 400 to 800 Hz. That gives a radio or telephone vibe. Bars 5 to 8, rise into 1.5 to 3K. Bars 9 to 12, rise to 4 to 7K. Bars 13 to 16, open it toward 10 to 16K. Now here's a pro move. Don't make it a straight ramp the whole time. Put tiny dips at bar transitions, like the vocal is taking a breath. Dip the cutoff just a bit at the start of a new phrase or bar, then ramp again. That's what makes the automation feel phrased, not like a test tone sweep. Also, use automation shakes in Live 12 for long builds. Curve the ramp so it starts slow and speeds up in the last two bars. That acceleration is what creates inevitable energy. A linear ramp often sounds like, yeah, I drew a line with a mouse. Next, automation lane, utility width. Start narrow so you have somewhere to go. Bars 1 to 8, keep it near mono, like 0 to 40% width. Then from bar 9 onwards, gradually widen to 80 or even 120% if it works. The lesson here is contrast. If it's wide from the start, you've got no payoff. And now the fun part. Reverb and delay throws. Pick one or two words at the end of phrases. Not the whole line. Not every line. One or two moments that matter. Automate send B. The long throw, up quickly for that word. Then drop it back down immediately after. A good mental model is, you're flicking the space on. Then shutting the door. If you leave the send up, the intro never tightens. It just gets wetter. And here's an extra coach trick. Before a throw, make a pocket. Pull the vocal clip gain or track volume down 1 to 2 dB just on the last syllable, then push the send. Your ear will hear the throw clearly, and the dry vocal won't smear the timing. That's how you get drama without clutter. Now, let's bring in the break tease and tighten it without killing the vibe. Load a classic break loop into break tease. Warp mode to beats, and preserve set to transients. This keeps the punch intact. Add an EQ8 and high pass around 40 to 60 Hz, so it doesn't fight your eventual sub and kick. Add auto filter, low pass again, because early in the intro you want the break to feel like it's behind a wall. Then add drum bass, dry 5 to 20%. Keep boom very low in the intro, like 0 to 10% max. And the key parameter, transients. Start modest, then automate it up in the last 8 bars. Transient emphasis makes the break feel tighter in time without you having to hard quantize it to death. Automation idea. Start the break's filter cutoff low, like 300 to 800 Hz, then gradually open it. Bring transients up as you approach bar 16, and do tiny volume ramps into transitions, like half a dB to 1.5 dB. Those micro ramps are subtle, but they tell the listener something is coming. Important DNB feel note. If the break feels draggy, don't instantly reach for over-quantizing. Filtering and transients can make it feel more forward while preserving swing. Twing is part of the language. Now we build the pre-drop vacuum. This is one of the biggest reasons intros feel tight. You remove something at the last second. In the last bar before the drop, automate the Atmos down by 3 to 8 dB. Just a quick dip. On Vox, do one final send B throw, then cut the dry vocal quickly right before the drop. That cut is classic jungle. You get the tail in the air, but the dry source disappears, so the drop has a clean lane. If you're tempted to automate stuff on the master, keep it subtle. Better to automate groups or the specific tracks. The goal is space management, not a fake mastering trick. Now, the handoff into the drop. This is where a lot of people accidentally ruin the impact. At the drop marker, make sure the vocal filter is either fully open or bypassed, depending on what your drop wants. Pull your sends back down unless you deliberately want the drop to be washy, which usually you don't in DNB. Set width back to whatever your drop's intended stereo image is. And big one. Don't let return B wash over the first kick and snare. If the tail is masking the first beat, automate the return B track volume down for the first one or two beats after the drop. That's a surgical fix that keeps the throw vibe but protects the punch. Now let's cover a few mistakes so you can self-diagnose fast. If everything is wide from bar 1, you've got nowhere to grow. Start narrow. If the vocal is constantly wet, you've got no tension curve. Use throws. If you overwarp the vocal, you lose attitude and create artifacts. Anchor phrases, not syllables. If the break and vocal are both aggressive in the 1 to 6K range early on, it's going to sound cluttered. Filter the break early. And if your filter resonance whistles, pull it down. Old school doesn't mean painful. A few darker, Heavier pro moves if you want menace. Automate roar drive or tone very slightly upward in the last 8 bars. Subtle, you want threat, not fuzz. Do a pitch drop on the last word. Automate transpose down 2 to 5 semitones for that final hit. Instant darkness. Add a gate after the long throw return, so the tail cuts musically. Release around 150 to 350 milliseconds. This makes the space feel controlled and brutal. And if you want the intro to breathe, sidechain the Atmos or even the Vox gently to the break tees. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 ms. Release 80 to 150 ms. One more coaching workflow tip. Name and order your automation lanes like a score. On the Vox track, keep a consistent stack like filter cutoff, then width, then send A, send B, then volume. When you reopen the project later, you'll read the entire tension curve like sheet music. Quick mini exercise you can do in 15 minutes. Make a 16-bar intro and only allow yourself 3 automation lanes on the vocal, auto filter cutoff, utility width, and send B for 2 throws total. That's it. Then bring in a break from bars 9 to 16 filtered low, and automate drum bus transient slightly up toward the end. When you bounce it, ask yourself, does bar 13 feel more urgent than bar 5? And does the drop feel bigger without you turning the master up? If yes, you did it right. That's Riedel arrangement impact.